Joining me now on Express Yourself here in the studio is Blair Odd and Jordan Tribble, two locally based in the summers, they were telling me, acrobats.
Hello. How's it going?
And so I had the delight of watching you guys set up and practice at 13 Moons when you were leading a series of workshops for different people throughout the summer. How did that all go for you?
We had such a great time. We really wanted to create an opportunity to share the art of flying trapeze with the local residents of Carbondale so they could experience it, because I don't think it's come to the valley in this way before. So it was great to interact with the community in that way.
Yeah, trapeze isn't something that people are ordinarily, I guess, given a quick track to. So I'm curious, how did each of you come to explore the art of acrobatics?
I actually started through my uncle. My uncle Sam does sear wheel. And so I moved to Los Angeles and I was looking for work, and he had done a little bit of trapeze before, and he said, oh, you should go to the trapeze school. They're always hiring. So I was like, oh, okay. Trapeze or bus tables, which would I rather do? So he took me to the trapeze school and introduced me to one of the owners, and they thought I could do the job. So next thing I know, I'm up on the trapeze catching and working, and I kind of just fell in love with it and couldn't stop.
And I was looking for some kind of adult gymnastics. I was missing the feeling of flipping and wind in my hair, and I ended up taking a class. I got it as a birthday present, and as soon as I took my first swing, I was like, this is the thing that I was looking for.
Could you describe that sensation when you are performing or practicing? What is it like to do trapeze?
For me, it's this amazing exercise in staying really present. When you are swinging on the trapeze, you can't think about the stresses of your day or what you need to do tomorrow or what happened yesterday. You have to be so incredibly focused on what you're doing in the moment. And it really gives you that sense of flow state where everything slows down and you can really just stay in the moment.
Yeah, that's a really good way to describe it. It is a sense of that flow state, you know. I think for me, it really is getting all those nerves, you know, when you're up there and you have people watching you and you feel that adrenaline like just rushing through your veins, and being able to take a deep breath and be able to like calm yourself to get yourself to a very even and clear-minded space to just do what you need to do to catch the trick. That's what I love about it. And I think that's kind of that pull that keeps everybody in it.
Seems like an activity where if you begin to doubt, things could start to go wrong.
Oh, definitely. And not even go wrong necessarily, but, you know, the whole act of trapeze is to fly off this bar and get caught by your catcher. And everything is so precise that everything that you do in the slightest second between you releasing off the bar to reaching your hands out for the catcher, if your hands just slightly over to the left or slightly over to the right, it changes whether or not you catch. And that little bit is, you know, any kind of doubt in that causes you to do something different. And that's what makes it hard.
Yeah, there's definitely a physical aspect of it, you know, requiring a certain level of athleticism, but it's also tremendously a mental game as well. You know, you working through fear or doubt or whatever, you know, you have to push that aside and throw your trick with 100% confidence in order to be successful.
And what are some of the tricks that you two perform?
So some of the tricks that I perform, regularly would be a double twisting double layout, which is, up there kind of on the elite level of tricks, and a triple pike.
So what do those look like?
That's kind of hard to describe, yeah. But,
flipping, twisting.
Yeah. It's two backflips in a very straight position, okay. With two twisting motions. Oh. And then I kind of swoop my body around and present my hands for the catcher to catch me. And the triple pike, you know, you really try to get off the bar as high as possible and just kind of hold, you know, with my legs straight and my waist bent, I try to just hold that position.
Like in a folded shape.
In a folded shape, yeah.
While flying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, falling with style, really.
Yeah.
And I do a split, so I'm in like a split position on the bar and release to the catcher, and I do a single layout to the catcher. And we also do the passing leap, which is where the catcher grabs me by my legs, and then as he releases me to the bar, somebody else is on top of the bar, and as he lets go of me, he catches the other person, and then we both end up on the bar together.
Wow. So how many people are part of your troupe?
At the moment, we have 4 people a part of our troupe, and we actually just were at the Arise Festival in Loveland, Colorado, and we had a really amazing time and an amazing experience performing for them. So yeah, we're kind of a small group right now, but we're looking to continue to grow and perform in different places around the world.
Yeah, we have our catcher is Kogi Haggerty. He's based out of Salida, Colorado, and we also have another flyer, Nat Street, from Aspen.
And so you were mentioning that this isn't a sport that's ideal in the Colorado winters, given how sketchy it can get with the cold and the wet. And so what do you do in the winters with this troop?
Yeah, so, you know, right now we're very fluid. So sometimes some of us get called to some jobs, and sometimes we all get called to a job. So we're very fluid in moving and we're trying to stay together as much as possible. But we kind of go wherever the wind takes us, and the weather's dry for us to be able to set up and fly. So sometimes that's California, and I've been to Costa Rica once, and Australia this year as well.
Yeah, we went to Australia, New Zealand. We're going to Germany in December. We move around a lot.
So when you travel to perform, is it like a one-night show, or are these whole long commitments with other people?
It really varies depending on the gig. Usually there'd be, like for the Arise Festival, for example, we had 6 performances because it is quite an ordeal to set up the trapeze. So it would be a shame to only do one show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a month-long performance, or if you're on a traveling show, it can go year-round. It really can vary.
Cool.
Yeah. We're definitely, you know, as I was saying before, trying to stay together. And so one of our dreams for us is to continue to travel to these different festivals that are around the world, and that way we can kind of hopefully stay in the summer months as we kind of travel around to each place.
And Blair, you had mentioned to me that a lot of that is related to thinking outside of the tent and bringing this this art form into environments where perhaps it hasn't existed before, and in formats too.
Yes.
So pneumatic Arts has a film that's coming out in November.
Yes. So in November, November 3rd, we're going to be releasing the very first Flying Trapeze short film. So it's one of the ways that we kind of came together and decided that we wanted to try to change the game of flying trapeze and introduce it into this realm of film that it hasn't been put in before. There's been some documentaries on flying trapeze, but this is really story-driven.
Yeah,
this is a very artistic vision. And so, last year we had 23 volunteers come out from all over the country to come make this this piece of art come to be.
Was it filmed at 13 Moons where you were practicing?
It was actually filmed at Sunlight Mountain Resort. So Sunlight sponsored us and allowed us to set up in their backcountry section of the mountain. And they were amazing. They really helped make this what it became.
Yeah, it was so beautiful with all the aspen trees and the uprights
Oh yes, the aluminum of the rig matched the trees.
Wow.
And we
it like blended into the environment in a really beautiful way.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some amazing videographers there with red cameras and you know, epic drones and stuff like that, and
cool.
Canon C300s and just a lot of camera equipment actually. So the quality of the video that you'll see in this film is quite stunning. And so to see that reflection of the rig and these trees is like, it was quite surreal, really.
And in a beautiful setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. So you said it's story-driven. In what ways is it story-driven?
Well, typically a flying trapeze act is like a trick and like a ta-da, right? But what Jordan and this company is trying to do is create performances that tell a story.
Yeah, and what we mean by that is kind of taking some of our situations in real life and kind of blend them into what we're doing. You know, there's a lot of, when you're watching us on the trapeze or performers in general, you don't really connect with them necessarily. You can see what they're doing and be wowed by it, but you can't really understand what that story is. You know, and so this is kind of for us to create these stories is a way to kind of connect with people on a different level and kind of show the reality of what we're doing and who we are. And that's really what the film is about. You know, it's about four characters who come from different facets of life and are being drawn and being called to this thing. And they're not quite sure what it is, but when they arrive in this space, in this beautiful space, they know exactly what they need to do. And so I think in a lot of ways that's one, how a lot of us as flying trapeze artists like connect. You know, we connect and we kind of become family and trust each other in ways that, you know, you don't just find on the street. And in a lot of ways, it is also something that all of us have as people, you know, these doubts and insecurities and these things that we have to move forwards and push through to even allow ourselves to overcome them, to like take the leap to be in that space, you know?
Right. Because even though there are nets to catch you, it's still very dangerous.
Yeah.
And so you have to have really great faith in your partner, your coworker, in a sense, your life might depend on them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
For listeners who are interested in following your story and learning more about you and checking out this film, it's called Connected Roots and premieres November 3rd online. Where can people connect with you?
Yeah, we are. You can find us easiest to learn more about the short film on our website, pneumaticarts.com. And we have a really, in my opinion, a very awesome Instagram page and Facebook account. So you can follow us there.
You can keep up with our day-to-day adventures and see a lot of videos of these tricks that we were describing to you on Instagram and Facebook at Pneumatic Arts. And it's P-N-E-U. The spelling is P-N-E-U.
And your travels around the country and the world with circus people, which must be some interesting people to hang out with.
Oh, we have a lot of fun, and it gets a little weird sometimes, but that's what makes it fun. So.
We try to give people an inside look as to what it's like to be a traveling acrobat.
Yep. Blair's the social media director for us, so she's been doing a very good job of being very present with everything that we're doing and making sure that everything's filmed.
So that can be shared.
So it can be shared. Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming here and sharing with us. Is there anything else that you two would like to add?
You know, I think the only thing for me is that, you know, flying trapeze is something that everyone can enjoy. I know it's something that is intimidating and seems like, oh, I could never do that. But, you know, there are lots of ways that you can learn and get that feeling that we've been describing. And
in that vein, if anyone has listened to this interview and has thought to themselves, gosh, I would really like to try that, we are in Carbondale through the end of the month, and we are able to do like small group privates for a group of 5 to 10. Anyone can message us on those accounts, Pneumatic Arts, and we can get some people flying.
So if Katie and Kay decided as a team building exercise that we want to get our staff trained up on trapeze.
Most definitely. Absolutely. We would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, please come out.
So would you.
I'll bring this up at our next staff meeting.
Awesome.
And thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. And please watch our short film, November 3rd.
November 3rd online, so it's easy to find. Connected Roots. And we've been speaking with Blair Odd and Jordan Tribble of Pneumatic Arts. Thank you guys so much for coming by. Express yourself. And I hope that more people will have the opportunity next summer to join these acrobatic classes.
Us too. Thank you.
Thank you.